8:07, John Jay and Rich, Arizona's morning show. 877-937-1047. Number one movie at the box office is The Breakup, starring Vince Vaughn and Jennifer Aniston. About a year ago, it was Wedding Crasher, starring Vince Vaughn and Owen Wilson. There's a new movie opening today called Cars, starring Owen Wilson. So there's a good chance number one and two at the box office will be Owen Wilson and Vince Vaughn.
Again, that's cool.
This car movie looks like everything that my 2-year-old is into. And then I hear that they use Life is a Highway. Remember that song?
Yeah.
Life is a... And then I saw that it was Rascal Flatts, so I might be out again because I
like
want to punch that whole band in the face.
LOL. Let's say hi to Don and John. They are going to review Cars for us. Don and John, what's up?
Hey, good morning.
Hey.
Thank you guys so much for not mentioning my name to Vince Vaughn. I don't know if he knows about the whole me and Jennifer Aniston thing,
oh,
but
yeah.
It was ugly. And it's nice to let it go.
You guys did a great job with that interview. That was really cool. And Randy let us listen in, which was really, really cool.
You should just turn on your radio sometimes.
Yeah.
No,
this way, though, I was seriously able to go, whoa, I can't make the meeting. I'm on the phone with Vince Vaughn. So it worked out for me.
Hey, really by the way, real quick, yes or no, did you like The Breakup?
We liked it. I think he's hilarious and she's adorable, but it wasn't as good as it could have been, I didn't think.
Now, yeah. See, let me give you what I think would be an argument to that, is I think people are going there thinking they're going to see a romantic comedy, and what you're going to see is reality as far as a relationship goes.
Big time.
That's the letdown, I think, because people think you're going to go see When Harry Met Sally, and it's going to end happily ever after, and
right.
It doesn't. And I think
you're
that's
right.
Why people trash it, John.
I don't know what I expected yesterday, but when I went in and saw the movie, I got sucked into the emotion of what Jennifer Aniston was going to. In his whole thing, I've related to it so much. Yeah. That movie was really on it.
Don John, also, Vince Vaughn's dad lives in Arizona, and he's listening to the show right now. So
I
would say it's the best movie
that's
ever made.
Well, I did say he's hilarious.
Yeah. And,
you know, I think that the movie is kind of a different kind of a date movie. You know, date movies are usually chick movies. I think this date movie is kind of more of a dude movie, really, because I think, you know, the guys are going to relate to this more than anything. And Vince is super funny in the movie. So.
I think you nailed it, though. Too real.
Let's talk Cars.
Well, first we need to mention the Prairie Home Companion because, as you guys know,
well, I need to understand it.
No, you don't.
What is it? A show?
Well, John G. and Rich, you guys know when it comes to radio, it doesn't get any bigger than National Public Radio, NPR. Am I right? I mean, it ain't really entertainment unless it's government subsidized entertainment.
That's
right?
Still on.
Oh, yeah. So by all means, let's take one of NPR's oldest, most agonizing programs and make a freaking 2-hour movie about it. That's what it is.
It really is about the real-life radio show called The Prairie Home Companion, except for it's a made-up story around it. It's a folksy, you know, the radio show is like a folksy kind of story, folksy music thing, and they do it in front of a live audience while they're broadcasting. But the made-up part is they're pretending that the radio show has been canceled and they're going to show the last night's broadcast.
It's actually the movie version of the radio version of Hee Haw, just so you know what you're getting.
And as Carrie mentioned earlier, it does have a lot of well-known actors in it, like Meryl Streep and Lily Tomlin. There's like a singing duo kind of thing.
Did you guys see them on the Oscars where they kind of did the bit where they talked over each other?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they do that in the movie, which I'm sure is hard to do, but it's harder to listen to. So that's kind of painful.
That's good, though, to do a bit that everyone's going to get 4 months later.
And, of course, it also stars Lindsay Lohan.
Yeah, Lindsay, well, never mind.
Go ahead, John, you can say it. I mean,
yeah.
John's a little afraid of Lindsay Lohan, but you can say it.
I am afraid of Lindsay Lohan. We saw her a few weeks ago in Just My Luck, and, you know, she can't act. And not only can she not act, she looks really rough. Lindsay Lohan looks like she's 40 years old, and she's had a hard time getting there.
Yeah, I saw it. She's no makeup. She's good, washed out looking.
Yeah.
It's very strange.
And Just My Luck, she had 5 people in the credits that made her look good, and she still didn't look good.
And along with those guys, there's Tommy Lee Jones, another big name, Kevin Kline, and Woody Harrelson. He's kind of funny. He plays this down-home cowboy, folksy singer guy.
He's got a few jokes that are so stupid, they're actually funny. I'll give it that.
So swing and a miss on that one?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Although you guys should consider adopting their format. Get a zany sound effects guy, broadcast in front of a live audience, and give it up on the CD. Start singing your own song.
I am the zany sound effects guy. Listen to this.
The bottom line is, there he is.
That's awesome.
That's pretty cool.
What else you got in there?
All right.
Oh, wait, hang on. He's not done.
Okay. I'm going to do my mix.
But this guy actually does it. He's a guy with glass, and he'll break the glass, and he'll...
What do you think John Jay's doing?
Yeah.
That's why I'm out of breath.
You're pretty good, dude. You're out of breath. Pretty good.
She didn't need a machine for him.
Oh, yeah. No kidding.
Taxi! I'm going to hire you for my next party. For a police car.
That sounded real.
Yeah. The white zone is for immediate loading.
Oh, my God. Thanks, John.
I do apologize.
Thank you so much for this. Next 20 minutes are our lives.
You could be on National Public Radio with something like that.
John, I'm going to send you a card. Thank you. Thank you.
All right, so let's get into cars.
All right, cars. All right, you guys know there's nothing more frustrating than car trouble, and I'm afraid... all I got to say, call AAA on this. We got car trouble.
No.
This is the next Pixar animation movie, and it's all about a world with just cars. There's no people. The whole thing is just cars. And the story starts at this really cool car race where there's this hotshot rookie car guy played by Owen Wilson, of course, and he's showing off his major skills, and he ends up blowing out his tires, and he loses his big lead, which means he ties with two other cars for first place. Well, this leaves a problem. Now they have to run a whole nother race to figure out who's going to win, so he's off to that next race, and he ends up getting stuck in this little small remote town called Radiator Springs. And of course, like usual, he's goofing off and he ends up damaging a whole bunch of stuff in town, and the town's judge decides you're not leaving town until you fix everything. And he's like, no way, you can't tell me what to do. I'm a famous race car. And so anyway, they end up working it out eventually, and he finally realizes the error of his ways and he tries to make things right. He does make a few friends and he falls in love. Unfortunately, his so-called journey to enlightenment, it's kind of mind-numbing.
Yeah, I got to tell you guys, I was all hyped for this movie. First 10 minutes, totally amazing. I mean, it's amazing animation, great idea. Next 5 hours or whatever it was, bored out of my mind. I, honest to God, could not stay awake in this thing.
That's perfect. I'm only planning on taking my son to the first 10 minutes anyway.
I thought it was because maybe I'd finally outgrown cartoons, but I watched Jimmy Neutron this morning and freaking loved it. There's not that much funny stuff in it. Owen Wilson just talks too slow. Paul Newman, please. Larry, the cable guy that's in it, actually uses some of his stand-up stuff in it. He's got his trademark lines, you know, get her done, and I don't care who you are, that's funny. I think that's unforgivable in a movie like this for the guy just to basically do a stand-up. So I don't know what the issue with it was. I don't know if it was the story or what, but it was just harsh on both of us.
And in fact, I actually fell asleep in this thing. It was really weird, and I was trying to figure out why is it so bad that you really can't keep your attention. And I was thinking, you know, like Finding Nemo is like the real world, but you don't really know what's going on in Fishland, and
yes,
they kind of let you in on the whole fish secret.
Yes.
Well, this isn't like a real world. It's all cars. There's,
yeah,
no,
there's
people.
No people.
It's like you can't relate to anything. If they had
a
lot
downtown
of people.
Downtown L.A.?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
No, but seriously, that's Pixar's big thing, because look at Toys. It was like, this is the world of like being a stuffed animal in a bedroom.
Exactly. It's more realistic, and you can buy it. But this one, if they had, you know, when people weren't looking, cars would talk, and you'd have a whole secret life of cars, I think it would have been better. But this is just cars.
It's just cars, and it's cars falling in love, which I can't relate to. So I don't know. I'll tell you, I am going to take my kids, because my kids are car fanatics, but I'll be bored out of my mind, and I think they'll be bored after the first hour or so, because it's pretty long.
Yeah, so believe it or not, on our movie night traffic light, we're going to give cars a yellow. The animation is amazing, but the story, it isn't. It isn't.
Yeah.
Really?
I heard that Pixar had, like, new technology. And, I mean, Finding Nemo was as crisp as it could get. Like,
yeah.
Beautiful.
This looks
the
really
scenes.
Cool.
Yeah.
Hey, why would they use that song, Cars?
That's what I was thinking originally.
Well,
love them as a band, hate them as a movie.
Hey,
but
life
know.
Is a highway. I mean, I get it. It's got a car. It's because it's a highway. But wouldn't it be Cars? The name of the song.
And why Rascal Flatts of all people?
Yeah.
It doesn't sound like
my mortal enemies.
Right.
Yeah, they're trying to identify with the NASCAR fans, I think. Mm-hmm. Maybe.
Well, it'll probably be number one.
Oh,
yeah,
it'll
definitely
do.
Be number one.
We'll
was at Target last week. Target sold out of the Cars paraphernalia already.
I'm telling you.
An entire aisle.
Listen, you know it's gotten through, and I'm using my two-year-old as an example because he doesn't really even know what McDonald's is yet.
Right.
Yeah.
But
right.
For some reason, just walking around and seeing the cars, he is all into them. He knows the characters' names and everything.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Actually, the best part of this is at the very end, they kind of do a spoof on some of their other movies, which is funny.
Yeah, when they're running the credits.
And we wanted to say the Omen is lame. Don't bother.
All right, you guys. Thanks for being on the program.
Right.
We'll talk to you guys next
week.
Bye,
guys.
8:16, that's it. Thumbs down on Cars.
I know. I haven't heard any really good reviews, outright good.
Except for USA Today, loved it.
Really?
Yeah.
So I think you take a 2 to 3 year old, they're going to love it anyway.
You're right.
All right, it's Arizona's Morning Show. This is John Jay and Rich.